Okay, our topic of the day for Socratic Seminar is, how do we know we are living in the Anthropocene? That is the topic that you're starting with. If you exhaust that topic and you need to move on, you can move on to the secondary question. Once we name this epoch the Anthropocene, will anything change?
Considered a fossil because it's so widely known that there are so many bones in the ground that it could somewhat affect the environment.
It could be that, or just like it's been, that animal has been around for so long and it's changed so much.
Or that could be the only thing that they found.
I would just like to ask the class or anyone, why are we talking about only chickens and not like other animals that have also been around for a long time?
Because chickens are one of the most common animals and they're a huge polluter of the earth, and pollution is what causes everything we have.
Yeah, but every day 50 different species of creatures become extinct, so there could be over a million different fossils that we have to put out. In fact, what a lot of people think that we could actually be living in the sixth mass extinction event.
Oh, and I'd also like to mention, the chickens aren't the most polluted. They're not polluting the most out of anything in the world. It's really just us.
I'd like to know, like, if there's any specific pollution that causes this.
Many different things, actually.
In the article, it actually says there's plastic, aluminum, concrete particles, high levels of nitrogen, phosphate, soils, and direct artificial fertilizers are what?
The article also mentioned the nuclear bomb testing.
I think it also mentioned something they call like a golden spike, which I think would also be like part of the cause.
Back to what she's saying about the there being nuclear bomb testing, we should not be doing those anymore and just be getting rid of all the nuclear waste that we have currently and all the nuclear weapons and everything.
Yeah, it's like way harder than
things
to get rid of all those.
Yeah, I know that absolutely. But since it's very difficult, we just store it. We either store it in some government, ground, or but what they're starting to do now, I'm pretty sure, is they're starting to put it in like pools. I forget what they're called, but they put it basically in. Or they put them deep underground in a storage unit.
What would they do? So, I have technically a question for you. Where would we store it? Where would you guys put it?
I don't know. That's just up to everyone's really pilot common place.
For them to just was event, they would just dig a deep pit and dump it all in there and then fill up the pit.
How about we just throw it in space?
And then, well, space already has so much pollution from us already throwing so much stuff in space. Yes.
Oh, and we also are not very good at launching rockets. So if anything were to happen where we would mess up with all the nuclear waste, well, things wouldn't do very well.
Okay. There's actually good things and bad things about nuclear energy. Oh, what are the things? The problem is that nuclear energy can be used, like, to harm other people. But the good thing is that nuclear energy can be used to save people, and it's reduced the amount of carbon dioxide by a tiny amount. It's got rid of about 64 billion tons of coal from our atmosphere, which is not that much, but it's better than nothing. And when you're talking, and speaking of the sun, I enjoyed the solar eclipse.
I agree with Mateo on the fact that nuclear energy can be used when it comes to weapons, but like you said, it is cleaner than fossil fuels, but not as clean as something like wind power or sun power.
Speaking of fossil fuels, that's another big waste.
How would nuclear waste be used? I don't really know how it's used. I just know that it has saved over a million people in the past 100 years.
I think we need to, learn how to, make things without polluting the air, because I'll drive by a bunch of, factories and stuff, and that, they pollute the air a lot.
One of the questions to add on to that would be, get people to stop making, using factories to, you get the,
yeah. But I really think that people who do that, would be selfish over the fact that they've, established a place and that they're not going to give it up, so I feel like we would have to do that by force.
Back to what Jessica said about factories being a huge polluter, it's also cars that are polluting a lot because of their engines are throwing out carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide is one of the largest
polluters. So, yes, cars do pollute, but cars used to pollute more, and in the 1920s, a guy named Thomas Mitchell Jr. just thought it would be a good idea to put tetraethyl lead into gasoline. And that was spewing lead all over the world. People didn't know that it was dangerous back then. And by the time that lead gasoline was banned, 15% of our protective atmosphere was actually ruined. There's a giant hole in the ozone layer that will probably not be cleared until people alive today are dead. And because of all the lead getting polluted, 90% of children in America had twice the amount of lead, and more than twice the amount of lead that was deemed safe to have. And studies have actually found that the more lead in people's blood to do it, the more likely they are to commit crimes. And I think you can guess where that's going.
What's the next big chicken?
What?
it's a type of bird that can't really, that can fly a little bit. It's a chicken that's definitely wild.
Okay, I was wondering, why does a new EPOSH need to be declared?
Because the entire world has actually changed quite a bit in the past few hundred years. It's changed a lot dramatically over since humans began about 2.8 million years ago. But then around 10,000 years ago, when people started farming, that really picked up the rate of humans. and that's when a new epoch got created. But then now there's a lot of more things that we do. Humans are able. If the humans wanted to, we would be able to cause a humongous extinction and most likely kill 95% of all of the life on the entire planet.
What's a chicken? This question comes from. It's for Jenna.
Oh, it's for me. Yeah. Do I have to answer this question? Yes. Because I think everyone here knows really what a chicken is.
domestic chicken would be like comparing a wolf to a dog. Like a dog would be like domesticated and more tame and calm, while a wolf would be more big.
Well, back to like what they were saying with the extinction, the article said that like we're on the sixth mass extinction, so I think if we keep on like including stuff, then it'll just end up no more animals on the earth. And that's
what
people
are doing. Yeah, that's true, because like the pollution is just like slowly killing all these different types of species of animals, like fish and all the way to
actually said in the article that they predict within a couple of centuries 35% of the species will be extinct.
I think the reason that the anthropocene seems to be like officially announced is because once people realize that we're in like this new era of since the Industrial Revolution, they'll realize the scale and the impact that their decisions have on the Earth, and they'll realize their carbon footprint, and they'll try and change. Find ways to use more clean energy while using less fossil fuels, because like windmills, for example, are really good in theory, but the amount of material that it takes to like make a wind farm is kind of it's a huge amount compared to kind of the minuscule change that it makes, because like sometimes as you're driving past a wind farm, you'll see that like the windmills are hardly moving at all. So it's kind of a waste to make them if they're not right.
Why do they talk about domestic chickens in the article?
I don't know if anyone on the podcast can see this, but if you look at the top graph, Q is the number of animal species over time, and you can see that it's dropped quite a bit in the last couple of videos. Well, maybe the people in the class can see it.
Yeah, I'll take a picture and post that with the podcast.
Okay.
Are people actually listening? Jonah?
So we're talking about, like, how the planet might be destroyed and how we might go extinct when it's already happened quite a few times, so what tells us that it might not happen again? Like, it's going to happen at some point, so we just have to figure out when it's going to happen.
I have more of a question, a different question. What will happen really when humans are extinct before the Earth is extinct? Like, before everything kind of just dies out?
Well, if humans are extinct before like the Earth like dies out, then population control won't be as great, because like as humans we're killing animals to make like foods, so then animals could end up like overpopulating, or like trees, and then so I don't know what happens from there. But
I think to answer your question, I think only like some
species of like animals will be alive, because if there aren't humans, then that means there aren't going to be humans to make like food that some animals need. So maybe like dogs will die out because they don't have like dog food to eat. But whereas like animals that eat plants will still probably be alive even if the humans die, because the plants, like vines and stuff, will continue to grow and animals can eat those vines.
Most of the wild animals that don't depend on humans to survive will survive, but the ones that depend on humans will probably die out because they don't know how to defend themselves.
To go along with the theme of animals, I said that the fact that microscopic animals are now living on plastic shows that animals are trying to adapt to our like harmful byproducts, I would put it. So it just shows that animals are trying to survive with all our harm.
I think we need to start recycling more things because a lot of the trash just goes into a dumpster and it just stays there, and we can't really get rid of it, especially if it's plastic. So I think we should start using less plastic, like try to stop using plastic, and start recycling more, because those things can eventually become other things instead of just being left in a dumpster.
So, to go on to that subject, like, grocery stores are charging 10 cents for plastic bags, and to me that's not very much. They should probably like do maybe 20 or 30 cents to actually stop people using them.
For people who can't really buy the reusable bags, they, because some people are usually can't buy that kind of stuff, but if we raise the price, then people are going to really stop buying everyone's products, and that's everything's just going to go downhill.
Only California charges.
Yeah, I think they might be the only ones that charge for plastic bags, but I can't be really sure with that. But I think we talked about enough about the first prompt. I think we should probably move on to the second one.
Like, back to what Julia said a while ago with the animals adapting to, like, our pollution, the animals might end up being around longer than we thought they would be, because if they keep on adapting, then they might end up being around longer than us.
In the article, it was saying how a few professors are thinking that in order to name it, the end of seeing, and well, anything was changing, they were saying how a signal must occur, and must be found that occurred globally instead of just.
And some of you guys were saying that the animals have adapted to, like, our world, but how come in the article it said that 75% of them are going to die off in a century?
Well, a lot of people are killing the animals, like, the one over here said, I don't know. They're making, like, food and killing the animals. So.
Back to the plastic bag thing. I think that we should stop using plastic bags in general and start using, like, ones that are more reusable and paper bags.
Like you had said, like, why would, like, 75% go extinct even if they're trying to adapt? Because it's, like, the really, it's really small, like, amount of trying to change. Like, in the end of the article, it's just, like, this small little ecosystem is just starting to form, adapting to plastic, so it hasn't really had that big of an impact yet.
Along with the plastic bag thing, reusable bags are more expensive to make because they have to get, like, the cloth and sew it together.
bite.
So, about that, the reusable bags wouldn't be sold at, like, the checkout. Like, you buy reusable bags and then reuse them multiple times at some kind of point. So you would have to keep on buying bags, so eventually it would cost less.
Is plastic pollution everywhere?
Wouldn't the ice be melting because Earth is getting warmer?
So,
slowly, but we are moving closer to the sun.
Actually, we're not, and since the sun is growing larger, that's not why temperatures are heating up. It's not because the sun is growing bigger. That's going to take about 500 million years before anything like that happens. And also, the reason why some people don't believe that the humans having global warming is because some people just believe strange things. There's still people who believe the Earth is flat, so you can never know what people... They can never expect as to what crazy things people are going to think of to make absolutely no sense.
The real reason the world is getting warmer is because we created a hole in the ozone layer, which also created global warming.
Okay, how do you know that the world isn't flat?
There's scientific evidence. We prove. We literally prove that the Earth is round 5,000 years ago. We know. We prove that the Earth has been round for 5,000 years. And why? No.
This is why you guys are there.
Derek has a question.
How did the people 5,000 years ago know that the Earth wasn't flat?
It's pretty easy to use math to figure it out. I don't know exactly, but I know that 200 years ago, a good philosopher named Eratosthenes actually measured the Earth's circumference with such great accuracy that it was only off by about one part in 5,000. And he discovered that diameter 2,200 years ago. And that was the most accurate estimate for a really long time. So people have just figured out a lot of things. A lot of math has actually been around for quite a long time. So you may not like math, but you'll see how math is actually incredibly useful. If there was no math, nothing that is around today would exist. And I mean nothing.
Thank you, Mateo. Okay, so at this point, I'm going to check in. If you haven't spoken yet, there's probably about 5 or 8 of you. The rest of the period, you hit priority.
Why do people think we're two different than foxes at the same time?
Probably because there's so much pollution and world problems, I guess, that they probably not need to name it, but want to name it so they can get it specific to happening.
Well, some scientists believe that we're still in the Holocene epoch, but others believe that we just started the Anthropocene.
Yes.
once a lot of the times people just like to stick to their opinions and not listen to what anyone else has to say. So if people say one thing, they're going to tune out what other people say and believe their own thing.
It's actually a really strange neurological phenomenon that has been discovered that if there's a person who believes a certain thing, this is actually true. So this sounds crazy, but it's actually true. So if there's a person that believes a certain thing that's wrong, like let's say there's a guy who believes that the earth is flat. If they're given actual evidence that proves that the earth is round, if they're given actual evidence that contradicts their belief, they actually believe the incorrect thing even more than when they started. So if someone believes that the earth is flat and then someone has actually given them actual evidence to prove the earth is actually round, those people are even more likely to believe that the earth is flat. Stranger than they seem, it's actually true.
Avery, well, I think that just because people don't want to be proved wrong, so they just get more defiant to it when people try and prove them wrong.
Yeah, a lot of the time people are trying, when that happens, a lot of the people are just trying to go out of their way to find their answer to make it correct. Also, many people believe that since, like, at least there's an era where saying how the whole thing comes up the same will be different, like, saying it could get a lot worse or a lot better, so they're trying to be defined.
Okay.
The article said in 2007 there was a great acceleration of the impact humans had on Earth. But I was just wondering, is there something we specifically did in 2007 that caused that, or was it just like all of a sudden everything just kind of added up?
I think like what the article said, there are some spikes or like peaks where big changes happen, but I don't think.
So, in the article they use the term adopt the Anthropocene. What does that mean? Okay.
When they say adopt like that, it means like take in, use, adopt. Like they accepted Anthropocene, or just the people that said they adopted it.
I think it was like, as you were saying, like the spike, like the golden spike, and like the pollution, then it started changing from the Holocene to the Anthropocene.
Pushing a little bit back onto the adopting and animals adopting, and how you said how is the animals are adopting, how is there so many 75% deaths of the species? They're saying, oh, it takes so much time for the species to actually fully adopt, but it's not going to be long enough. If we continue what we are doing, it will not be long enough for all the animals to adopt. What are some activities from humans that started the Anthropocene?
Nuclear bomb testing.
The rise of the Industrial Revolution with more factories and cars.
They just don't care.
So, in the article it said that in the 1950s, humans started having a negative impact on the world. When they noticed that what they were doing was having an impact on the world, why would they not, like, why would they keep going with it and realizing that it's, like, still seeing it not get better?
I think that it's more just because they didn't really see how big the impact it was in their everyday lives. They didn't care to change anything that they were doing.
Gabby, why didn't they publicize that we were, like, having more pollution in 1950?
Okay. Well, I was thinking maybe they didn't publicize it because they didn't necessarily want people to know, because it's like, if they knew that, like, making all these products was causing pollution and stuff like that, then maybe people wouldn't buy them as much.
Maybe, like, they knew about it, but they just didn't know how to change it, so they just kept what they were doing.
Also, if they were to announce it when it first happened, the companies that were building stuff that did pollute the world would get less money, and eventually those companies would die out, which would be bad for business, and so it would all.
And also, I think part of it is because, yes, there are drawbacks to things like cars because the gas that they release is bad for the environment, but also a lot of the things that we've made that do cause some pollution are really good. Like, cars are a great tool for people to have, and they make life a lot easier, because back a long time ago, you weren't able to travel across the ocean. Like, that was too dangerous. They didn't have big enough boats to do that. But now that we do have things like that, even though they are doing bad things to the environment, I don't think that, like, we should get rid of cars and planes and stuff. We should figure out a way that they release less toxic things.
So, like, electric cars, would they be better for, like, the environment? So, like, instead of, I don't think they're going to make any, like, gas cars anymore. So they're going to start with that electric.
And with electric cars, not only would that would help the pollution, but they're a lot more time-saving because they have chargers for them, like, in the garage. So, like, it's not only less time-consuming, but also saves a lot of...
But electric cars are more expensive to make for companies that actually make them, so...
Not only are they more expensive to make, but they're also more expensive to buy from companies, so not everyone would be able to have electric cars, which is why not everyone has electric cars already.
Electric cars, like, if you charge them, only go a certain distance, and with